Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Dave, Sarah. Sarah, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Sarah, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
So, have you heard any? Have you listened to what we're up to?
I have. It's great. It's just, it's like basically hanging out in Soho again. It's lovely.
Excellent. Yeah. People have like, even calling us cool, which me and Dave are quite surprised about. But when anyone does suggest that any coolness is coming out of us, we try not to edit it out. But any other mistakes we do, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, great.
At any point in the conversation, you just want to pretend that we are cool or anything, feel free to. Okay, shall we kick off then?
Yeah.
Sarah, can you tell everyone where you work and what you do?
So I am EP at Smuggler in London, and I look after everybody across Europe and Asia.
Which sort of people? Can you name some directors that you're looking after?
We have a whole roster of wonderful directors. Mark Molloy, Jaron Albertin, we have Catherine Bigelow, Jonah Hill, and then we have some less established directors, Fenn O'Malley, Tom Spears. We've got them all.
Go on, Dave, you can kick off.
Okay, so obviously of all the people we deal with, the creatives, it seems like less of a transition to be sitting on your own. But for producers, it's the biggest. So how are you coping at the moment? Are you still working much?
We have been slammed. I mean, constantly on the phone, constantly on Zooms. It hasn't stopped. It's like I've just picked up the office and now the office is at home and it's just it's just carried on.
And is there anything better about working as we are now than previously?
I mean, obviously everyone's going to say the commute, which, you know, nobody likes getting on the tube, you know, so that's quite nice working from home. I've got my daughter here, she's 5, and she's watching TV and eating biscuits all day. So it's quite nice popping in on her every now and then and saying, hi, you're right, which I would not normally get to do. But I miss people, so.
Other than that, are you a very people person?
I am, I always have.
You can't necessarily concentrate anymore or think any more deeply. It's just virtually all inconvenient apart from the family benefit.
I mean, I haven't had any extra time on my hands, that's for sure, to do anything like, you know, write the film or write the book that everyone thinks that they're going to do with loads of free time. It hasn't been like that at all. It's been work, but just in a different location.
So, Sarah, when you say you're really, really busy working, is that obviously we all work in advertising, but we're not making as much as we used to, is what I mean. So when you say you're working, what are you working doing?
We're pitching for projects, essentially, and we are also shooting. We've been shooting quite a few things remotely. We've actually got like a whole COVID reel now, which is just everything we've done. Yeah, from our sofas, which is, it's been an enlightening experience because felt a little bit like you're back at uni, back at film school, trying to figure stuff out as you go. It's been really interesting and it's a lot of new techniques and styles and just, yeah, everyone having to collaborate and pitch in.
So is that a collection of the work that you've done during this time, during those conditions, or is that suggestions and ways of working that you've combined, or both, really?
Both. We've made a handful of spots during this time and from start to finish, shot them, edited them, got them out for a variety of clients, Heineken, CVS, Dell. It hasn't felt like it's stopped. It's just been a different way of working for us.
Is it about to change soon now? Are we going to be moving away from people recording themselves on mobile phones, or what's the next step? Can you tell us what the next step is in terms of production? Can you enlighten us on whether we're allowed 5 people on a shoot now? Or
it's changing daily. The legalities of it's changing daily, and it's, you know, across the globe. Every country and state have got their own rules in place. We're allowed to shoot here in the UK now. Lots of countries have already been open. Sweden's been open, Denmark, Iceland, Florida in the States is open. It's a lot of common sense, really, and trying to figure out how do you mitigate the risk as much as possible and try and keep it safe. And there's a social responsibility, obviously, more than anything, to keep everybody safe and well. There's ways of doing things.
So, Sarah, recommend something for people to watch. We've had a lot of really good suggestions come out of this that they may not have considered.
To watch?
Yeah. It could be watch, read, listen, all of them or one of them.
Well, I just started reading The First Bad Man by Miranda Julie, which I'm just hooked on. Hooked as much as you can be when you've got a child reading a book.
Yeah.
You know, a page a month is good for me, but no, it's really, it's great. I haven't really been watching that much TV, I don't think.
Any old films? It could be something you haven't seen for 10 years, but just something that you'd recommend.
I watched Force Majeure, the original, a while ago, which I hadn't seen before, and it was brilliant. And I know they're making a remake of that, more of a comedy with Will Ferrell. So I'll be looking out for that as well when that comes out.
Oh, I think I've seen that, Force Majeure.
Yeah, it's great.
If you haven't been watching films or watching TV, what have you been doing?
I've been working, Pav.
The whole time? You've been working the whole time?
I feel like I've been working more than ever. I've been working in the evenings more than ever.
You know, Dave's favourite question is the sourdough question, which I'm lining up for him right now. Go on, Dave, sourdough.
I've made some breakthroughs this week on sourdough. It started off as to just call out pretentious middle-class people like we all are in advertising, but I've ended up getting involved in it via Paul Watts, and I've had some good results this week for the first time in a month. So where are you? Are you in London?
Yeah, I'm in southeast London.
Okay. So have you attempted to make sourdough in this period of isolation?
I have not.
Have you not, really? We should hook you up with Paul Watts. Have you baked anything?
Not really, no. I'm not really... a big fan of cooking, and actually that's probably one of the things I found hardest is having to cook three meals a day.
What have you done in this period that you've not done before if you've not baked sourdough? What were the other slightly pretentious things that we had, Parv, when we were putting together our pretentious list?
I've been learning to dance.
Grown a moustache? Yeah. You've been what, learning to dance?
I say, well, learning is probably not the right word.
What kind of dancing?
I mean, it's probably too embarrassing to say, but there's a...
That's right, we can edit it out.
There's no way this will slip through.
Definitely no. I've been learning to twerk.
To twerk? Parv's been doing the same thing, weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can swap notes.
Learning dance to Beyonce's Savage.
Right, okay.
Quite interesting. Apart from that, I mean, I'm giving the neighbours an eyeful through the windows, which is probably not what I should be doing, but, you know.
I think we're 15 and you're the first twerker we've interviewed.
Yeah, this could take off, though.
No one wants to see it, don't worry.
So, obviously, because you're working all the time, you probably haven't seen the Michael Jordan documentary?
Not really, no. I hear he can jump high.
He's very good at jumping. He's an excellent jumper. One of his strong points.
So, Sarah, down in South London, southeast London, have you noticed the cleaner air? Animals? Have you seen a deer running past in southeast London?
I have heard birds, which I don't know if I'm imagining it.
They do have birds in southeast London.
Yeah.
I used to live there. I can vouch for that. I was there. Where are you in southeast London?
I'm in Honor Oak Park. Do you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think they have birds there.
There's like loads of birds. I don't know. Maybe I'm just more attuned to it, or maybe it's just the lack of cars and planes, but I think all I can hear all day long is birds.
So, Sarah, do you think you're drinking more or less than you were previously?
Well, I've always drunk a lot, so I don't know whether that... I think I'm drinking probably the same, but spread out over the week, as opposed to binge drinking at the weekend.
Are you a mask wearer when you go out?
Well, I'm not, no.
Have you been alert when you've been out?
I've been alert.
Have you spotted any COVID running around?
Well, I actually had it myself right at
the... Did you really?
I did, wow. Yes.
So take us through that. What was the initial early symptoms and how was it when you had it?
So this was right at the start. This was like the week before lockdown. And I just woke up one day and my entire body felt like I'd been in a car crash. And like everything was aching. And I felt like I had the flu.
So did you instantly think that you had it, or did you just think...
Well, I was in a weird mental haze with it that I didn't really know what was going on. I thought I just had bad asthma or, you know, a bit of a cold, but no, it wasn't. And then I had a test and it came out positive. And yeah, I mean, I knew I had it.
Because this thing's changing all the time, I can't remember where we are now. Can you get that again? Is that known now?
Yeah, they don't really know is the truthful answer, but they think that if it behaves much like the other viruses, like SARS and the MERS, then you've probably got some level of immunity for a certain period of time, and it's probably a year until it mutates, right. I guess, into a different virus.
So at any point, did you feel like visiting a castle or driving 350 miles to go and visit anyone?
To go to my other mansion by the curtain. Yeah. No.
You were allowed to.
Yeah, what I should have done was gone to see my elderly mother and given it to her. That's what I should have done, yeah.
I know everyone wasn't aware that you were allowed, but you were allowed to do that. Okay, so you can have the loo roll question now. How many bog rolls have you got, or estimate that you have?
Yeah, I didn't go in for the whole loo roll thing because, you know, I was ill during that time and everything felt a little bit dark at the time. So I went more down the route of like, this is a zombie apocalypse. I need to get some weapons and some tactical torches. I went down that route. Hand combat.
How many guns can we put you down for?
probably, what, one toilet roll, maybe.
One toilet roll. One toilet roll and two handguns.
And Jan.
And a couple of anti-wolf torches.
Handy and on our own. So have you learnt anything about yourself in this period?
To be honest, nothing. I knew... I know that sounds...
Nothing at all.
I learned everything I needed to learn about myself at home with a child and not seeing colleagues when I was on maternity leave 5 years ago. And I knew, yeah, I came out of that and, you know, you miss your colleagues and you miss seeing and talking to other people face to face and you're at home a lot of the time. And I had a real self-reflection moment during that period and I learned everything I needed to know about.
So you knew you were going to miss people a lot.
Yeah, I was.
And that's what most people say. They didn't realise how much they'd miss everyone else.
Sarah, if we gave you a choice of either Donald Trump or Dominic Cummings taking control of the pandemic, who would you choose?
Oh, just because I want to punch that guy in the face. Well, I actually want to...
Which one?
Oh, I know, which one? Who would I... Oh, I'd probably go Trump. I mean...
Oh, God, really?
Hey, Dave, look, we've managed to switch this question.
You've taken us in a whole new direction.
Never thought I would say that. Did you see what J.K. Rowling tweeted about giving a year's salary to the...
Yeah.
I didn't see that. What was that?
Did you not see that, Dave? It was a civil service that after his press conference, someone from the civil service tweeted from the civil service official Twitter page, arrogant and offensive. Can you imagine having to work with these truth twisters? It literally went out and it's got a blue tick by it. And straight away, the cabinet office tweeted, an unauthorised tweet was posted on a government channel this evening. The post has been removed and we are investigating the matter. And then J.K. Rowling replied to that tweet, when you find out who it was, let us know. I want to give them a year's salary.
Oh, brilliant.
Because obviously they're going to get fired. But I think quite a few people have tweeted that they'll all pay whoever's it is salary.
I would chip into that fund for sure.
I tell you what, Dave, our next pie chart might start leaning towards Trump.
Yeah, that's the worry, isn't it?
I know. Okay, have we got one more?
We've got one question, which is, can you think of an ad that you've seen during this period? Obviously, you've seen your own ones that you've been making, but that you can remember, either because you loved it or hated it.
Quite like the Cadbury's one right at the start.
But, yeah, that comes
up. I'm just going to be biased and say all the ones that we've made.
Did you make the Cadbury's one?
That was a great one. No, I didn't make that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's come up a few times.
It was well done.
I think that might be at the top of our charts when we do our next
little graphic. Yeah, it does come up a lot.
Okay, brilliant. We are done, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Great to talk to you.
Really looking forward to hearing my voice.
Brilliant.
Thanks again. Thank you. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.